Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. Tonight I want to talk to you about this topic, grit. Now when I hear the word grit, I think of, first of all, the movie True Grit, but I think about a person who grits their teeth, that unwavering determination to not give up. So many times when I'm driving my car for Uber, I have people that just tell me their story. Maybe they're intoxicated, maybe they just feel that they can tell a stranger their stuff. And so I hear story after story, heartbreaking stories of how they've been hurt, or they've had cancer, or they've lost a loved one, they've had tragedy, they've been divorced, they've had death in their family. There's so many stories. And unfortunately, too many of the stories end with they turned to drugs, they turned to alcohol, they turned to other sins, and they got deeper and deeper into depression and into the bondage that comes with addictions, rather than choosing to rise above it, to say, no, a blow doesn't mean that it's forever. When I get knocked down, doesn't mean I have to stay down. Pardon me. So I want to talk about grit for a minute. Man, when I came to Alton, Illinois, I didn't come here to be an Uber driver. I wasn't sitting in a nice job somewhere else and I thought, you know what would be awesome? I would love to move to Alton, Illinois and drive Uber. No, God brought me here to pastor a church, and I had all the things that you could imagine. I had a cool office, and I had a good salary, and I had a great budget, and I had an amazing building, and I had a super staff, and I had momentum, and lots of people in my life, and lots of opportunity to do great things. But behind the scenes, some things went sideways. Some things that I wouldn't live with, or are things I wouldn't drag other people through. Most people will never know all those details. It wasn't a moral failure. It wasn't an emotional breakdown. It wasn't any of those things. It was a choice that new believers can't go through it. Even if I win, I could lose. So God just simply said, cease striving. Let go. And you know what I did? I think that church is bouncing back, and they're probably glad for the change that they've had, and they're moving in a new direction. Cool. But that left me here thinking, what do I do? Do I sit and feel sorry for myself? Do I just quit? Do I let my mortgage just go? Do I just stop paying my bills? Do I stop believing in God? Do I stop trusting? Man, people burn me. There's friends that were friends with me because I was a pastor, not because I was just a nice guy. There was people in my denomination. I've been Assembly of God for over 30 years, and I resigned from there. Why? Because I just felt like they failed. You know, they failed to be friends and failed to be in my life. And I didn't want to pay a tithe to an organization that I didn't have a relationship with. And ever since I resigned, I've never heard from them. So that's confirmed, and I'm cool with that. I'm not trying to pick a fight with them. I certainly would never pick a fight with the place that I came here to serve and be a pastor for. They're awesome. They're good people. And I only want good things to happen for all of those mentioned. However, in my own life, I've still got to figure it out. So again, I could just cry and complain and point fingers and feel sorry for myself, or I could find that grit. And I've found the grit to roll up my sleeves, pay my bills, help my son who's in college, help my other son who's in senior year of high school, be involved with the rest of my family, and find the grit to have grace, find the grit to have joy, find the grit to keep going and pressing on. You know, when we fall, we all fall. We all make mistakes. We all have failures. But if you're going to fail, fail forward. If you're going to fall, fall forward and pick yourself up and get there. Be like Rocky, you know, Adrian, hear the opportunity and see the opportunity to climb those ropes before the bell rings, before you get counted out. And even for some of you that made some choices, maybe you chose some drugs or alcohol or infidelity or anything else, that's not the end of your story if you don't want it to be. Find the grit to do what's right, to make it right, to get help, and to get out. Grit does that. Grit says, I'm going to go after the better things. I'm going to find a way to win. And I am so determined to have that grit. Here in my car tonight, I've had people already sharing things with me and doing life with me. I feel so honored. In many ways, I'm an Uber pastor, Uber missionary. But really, I look at myself as just an ordinary guy driving his car so that people can stay alive tonight. And maybe somebody, you maybe, will win them to Christ tomorrow. I'll do my part. You do your part. We'll all do it together. Grit pays the bills. Grit says, you know, the enemy doesn't get to win. He never gets to win because Jesus is the champion. You know, the Bible says in Galatians 6:9, if you don't get tired of being good, if you don't stop being good, you'll get a reward. You'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. Galatians 6:9. Don't give up. Find your grit. Get a smile on your face and have a smile through every trial. Tell people, greater is he who is in you than he that's in the world. That no weapon formed against you will prosper. Grit says, it's going to be better. It's going to be greater. I don't know what my next chapter is. I don't know where it will be. I'm here at least till my son graduates from high school. And man, that kid's had to have some grit. In the last 2 weeks, his head football coach quit. They assigned a new coach who's just 25 years old. The center of the offensive line transferred to another school, so Chase became that center from his position. And tonight, man, he fought so hard in that football game. But at the same time, in his high school, they have shut down last Thursday, last Friday, this coming Tuesday, because they had multiple gang-related fights in their high school. Man, it takes a lot to have a grit to be a senior like Chase and to have your coach change, your position change, your school change, and yet to have the grace and the grit to go after it. Tonight, one of the players on the team was severely hurt, and we watched Chase go over and pray for him right in front of the stand, right in front of his other players. Man, that's grit. To say, I'm going to still follow Christ. I'm going to still be a leader on this football team. And I'm going to finish what I started out to be. It sucks losing. It sucks being on a team that is kind of just trying to hold it together. But Chase knows who holds him together. And he has such grit. Man, there have been champions in my life over the last several weeks that you've invested in us financially and emotionally and with your prayers. Man, like Jerome and Lansing, you are a champion to me. Tim, Jimmy, Joe, Boston, Margie, Patty. Man, there's so many of you that are just flooding our lives with encouragement and flooding my Venmo and helping us out, saying, man, we want to be a part of your next story. We want to be a part of it, to have the grit and to get in there with you. Man, I love you, and I thank you for believing in us, for fighting with us. We have joy in our life. We have love in our life. Man, I don't wish bad on anybody. You know, I went through a trial. I went through some tough times, and I didn't come to Alton expecting this to be what would happen. But God's not taken by surprise. God's not surprised by any of this. And maybe I was more needed on the streets and in the bars of this community than I was needed in the pulpit. Then I'm going to find the grit and be the best Uber driver that's ever been. That's the goal. And then God, if he wants to shift the goal, the location, or whatever else, he'll do it in his time and his way, and I'll just be amazed. But as for me and Netta, our family, our house, we will serve the Lord. And we will grit our teeth and we will smile through the trial and we'll see God become even bigger and we'll pack heaven even fuller. That's the goal. That's my determination. Hope you'll find your grit. Come on, grab your fist and throw it in the air and just go boom right now. Come on, go on. Boom. Yeah. Throw up that rock fist. Be a champion because you are a champion. Know that. God loves you. God's proud of you. I love you. I'm proud of you. Get some grit and live an exemplary, awesome life. Do it. Don't wait. Peace.